This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Eun Lee is a fiction writer who's published some great short stories and essays in The New Yorker going back to 2003. Lee grew up in Beijing in the 70s. She was a child of the communist regime, and as a teenager, she spent a year in the Chinese army. After dark, though, she'd pull out her journal from where it was hidden under her bed, and as often as possible, she'd lose herself reading American novels. She moved to the States after college and started writing her own books in English, her second language. Lee eventually settled in Oakland, California, in the Bay Area, and she took us to one of her favorite places in the city.
It is really a melancholy day for East Bay or for the Bay Area. It's wet and cold and chilly and windy. So it's a great day to visit a cemetery in a way. So this is the entrance, and so there's a main avenue. We are driving in Mountain View Cemetery in Oakland, California. Wherever I go, I visit cemeteries. You know, I love Paris, and mostly I go to the cemeteries. And when we visited Zagreb, we walked all the way uphill to I think one of the oldest cemeteries in Central Europe, and in Ireland, of course, you know, in America too. I think part of the reason I'm drawn to cemeteries, I think there are a lot of human stories buried in cemeteries, and I write fiction, so I like to imagine lives already lived and lives that are in the past, so I can reimagine their lives, and then I could make up a story. I think that's the main road, and we can try to go up on the other side. You know, this is very much hilly California, Berkeley. It's all hills, and so all the roads are winding around the hill, and I think a lot of cemeteries, you can easily find, you know, each lot who is buried there. And here it's a little difficult because it's a little bit like a maze. You know, every time you walk up there, you find new things. Look at this. I don't know what this tree is. It's beautiful. And I think sometimes you notice names that you know right away, like Ghirardelli, the chocolate person. And some of the names are interesting to me, I think, mostly because of the local history. You know, I'm not from California. I immigrated from China, and so I thought, you know, it doesn't matter if I'm from elsewhere. Once I settle here, I want to know a little bit of this place. I want to know what happened. The making of California is almost like in itself a little story about this nation, which to me is interesting. Different nationalities, different ethnicities, and I always imagine the people I read in the book, some of them probably are buried here. we're on top of the hill, and if you look afar, you can see San Francisco. But look at here, George J. Mazzanti. So if you see, it's two hearts, and that is Angelo Guy Mazzanti. So it's a five-year-old little boy with a little picture of a five-year-old boy that says forever young. So, you know, the grandfather died in 1990 and the grandson died in 1988. So the grandfather outlived the son for almost 2 years. And just think about that man, how that man felt. I like this plot a lot because they are from different places. A lot of immigrants buried here. United States ambassador to the federal state of Micronesia, California Secretaries of State, California State Assemblyman. So this is a Chinese American who held all these positions. And this is an old-fashioned Chinese character that looked almost like paintings. To me, it's interesting. As a writer, you need years of accumulation to understand the place. So I think I've written about China for 10, 12 years now, I think. But now I've lived in California for a little bit over a decade now. I realize California is coming into my fiction too. So more and more California feels native to me in a way, you know, looking at the trees, the land. I've been working on this novel, and one of the main characters, really the narrator, she's an old woman, and she actually, in my imagination, she's in a retirement home not far from here, probably like 5 minutes away. And she, in my imagination, would one day be buried here.
Yiyun Lee at Mountain View Cemetery in Oakland, California. Her most recent book is a collection of essays called Dear Friend, From My Life I Write to You in Your Life.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.